after the mistake. The 60-second recovery protocol elite athletes use to stop bad holes, bad miles, and lost sets from cascading. You snap hook a tee shot into the woods, take an unplayable, and 3-putt for an 8. On the next tee, you are not playing the next hole. You are still playing the last one. The grip change you made to fix the hook turns into a block fade. Now you are 12 over with 8 to play. The single bad hole did not ruin your round. Your nervous system's response did. The same pattern destroys runners. One slow mile becomes a 20-mile death march. Tennis players, one broken service game becomes a lost set. And most amateurs in any closed skill sport. The mistake is not the problem. The cascade is. The cascade is also the most studied recovery problem in sports psychology, and the literature converges on a clear, trainable answer. A post-performance recovery protocol, executed within 60 to 90 seconds of the error, reliably stops the spiral. This is not pep talk. It is a structured intervention with cognitive, physiological, and behavioral components, each backed by peer-reviewed evidence. This guide covers the mechanism, the 4-step protocol the research supports, applications in golf, running, and tennis, and an audit you can run on yourself. What a mistake actually does to the brain. The cascade starts roughly 50 milliseconds after the error. Error-related negativity, ERN, an event-related brain potential from the anterior cingulate cortex, is the brain's automatic signal that something went wrong. Healthy ERN recruits cognitive control, more attention to the next action, more careful processing. This is the brain working as designed. The problem is what happens next. Self-critical post-error thinking, rumination, suppresses the very ERN signal the brain needs. Research has shown that ruminative thinking, but not anxious worry, predicts attenuation of ERN, meaning rumination drains resources at the earliest stage of performance monitoring. Bailey and Welch, 2019, Cognitive, Affective, and Behavioral Neuroscience. The more you replay the bad shot in self-critical loops, the less cognitive horsepower your brain has to execute the next one cleanly. Two flavors of post-error thinking matter, and they produce opposite outcomes. Action-focused rumination, what went wrong, what one variable to adjust, facilitates performance improvement. State-focused rumination, why am I like this? The round is ruined, degrades it. Across multiple studies, action-focused thinking after failure produces performance gains, while state-focused thinking produces deficits. Chiarocco, Vose, and Baumeister, 2010. The question is not whether to think about the mistake. It is what kind of thinking. 2 seconds of wedge takeaway got steep, next swing wider, is action-focused and useful. 2 minutes of I always blow up on the front nine is state-focused and corrosive. The protocol below keeps you in the first category. The ironic process trap. In 1994, Daniel Wegner published The Ironic Process Theory of Mental Control. Conscious attempts to suppress an unwanted thought produce the very thing being suppressed, especially under cognitive load. A 2020 meta-analysis of 110 studies confirmed that thought suppression reliably produces rebound and immediate enhancement of the suppressed thought, with stronger effects under load, Wang, Hager, and Chatzisarantis 2020, Perspectives on Psychological Science. This is why the golfer who tells himself, "Do not hit it in the water," hits it in the water. "Do not X" requires the brain to hold X in working memory while suppressing it. Under pressure, suppression fails, and the representation drives the motor program. Research has shown that anxious athletes given avoidance instructions, "Do not aim left," commit significantly more ironic errors than athletes given approach instructions, "Aim right," and that instructional reframing eliminates the effect. Gropel and Massagno, 2019. Implication: every cue you load during recovery must be approach framed. Aim right, not do not go left. Smooth tempo, not do not rush. The recovery moment is when amateurs reflexively reach for negation cues. Those cues drive the cascade. Self-compassion is the underrated variable. The most counterintuitive finding in the post-error literature is that self-compassion, treating yourself after a mistake the way you would treat a teammate making the same one, consistently outperforms self-criticism on every outcome that matters. Rumination, concentration, confidence, and subsequent performance.
Moswich, Crocker, Kowalski, and DeLonga, 2013, randomized 51 self-critical women varsity athletes into a self-compassion intervention, or attention control. The intervention group showed reduced self-criticism, reduced rumination, and reduced concern over mistakes, with effects maintained at 1 month follow-up. Moswich et al., 2013, Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology. A 2019 follow-up found self-compassion was a unique buffer in stress and coping for women athletes recovering from setbacks. Moswich et al., 2019, The Sports Psychologist. Ferguson and colleagues, 2021, showed that self-compassion uniquely predicted attainment and effort-related outcomes, while self-criticism predicted them in the opposite direction. Ferguson et al., 2021. Berating yourself after a mistake is not toughness. It is a strategy that has been measured against its alternative in dozens of studies, and the alternative wins. The athletes who recover fastest say, briefly and silently, "That was a bad shot. Every player I respect has hit one. Next." The 60-second recovery protocol. The protocol below is built on four anchors: physiological reset, cognitive reframe, action-focused diagnosis, and approach cue trigger. It runs in 60 to 90 seconds. It is the same protocol whether the mistake was a snap hook, a missed split, or a double fault. Phase 1, 0 to 10 seconds. Physiological reset. The first 10 seconds belong to the body. One slow exhale, at least twice as long as the inhale. Drop the shoulders. Unclench the grip, jaw, and abdomen. The body's response to a perceived failure directly degrades the next motor execution. Self-compassion has been shown to predict greater vagal reactivity during recalled sport failure, meaning the parasympathetic break engages more quickly in self-compassionate athletes. Athletes' Self-Compassion and Emotional Resilience to Failure, 2023, Frontiers in Psychology. You trip that break with one slow exhale. Phase 2, 10 to 25 seconds. Cognitive reframe. Two short sentences, silently, in second person. "That was a bad shot. Every player I respect has hit one." The first acknowledges the mistake without minimizing it. The second roots around the personalization trap and uses second-person framing, which a Hatzigorgiadis 2011 meta-analysis of 32 studies confirmed reduces emotional intensity relative to first-person framing. Hatzigorgiadis et al. 2011. Perspectives on Psychological Science. Phase 3, 25 to 50 seconds. Action-focused diagnosis. One variable, one observation, one intention, capped hard at 25 seconds. Examples: golf. Wedge takeaway got narrow and steep. Next swing, wider arc. Running. Mile 14 split was 7:48 against a 7:30 plan. Cadence dropped. Next mile, hold cadence above 175. Tennis. Second serve toss, drifted left. Next service game, toss 12 inches in front. Two rules. First, the diagnosis names a behavior to change, not a story to retell. Second, one variable, not three. Pick the highest leverage variable. Name it. Move. Phase 4, 50 to 60 seconds. Approach cue trigger. Convert the diagnosis into a single approach-framed cue word and pair it with a physical trigger. The cue is short, present tense, approach-framed. Smooth, commit, drive, hold, tempo. The trigger is repeatable. A slow exhale, a grip set, a step into address, a bounce of the ball. Cue plus trigger is the bridge from recovery into the next rep. The pre-performance routine literature shows across 112 effect sizes that structured routines produce a significant performance benefit with larger benefits under pressure. Ruprecht, Tran, and Gropel, 2021. the Q word is never a negation. Sport-specific applications. Golf, after the bad hole. The walk from the green to the next tee is 90 to 180 seconds on most courses. Enough. Phase 1. Off the green. Slow exhale. Drop the shoulders. Ungrip the club. Phase 2. Walking. That was a bad hole. Every player I respect has had one. Phase 3. Approaching the tee. One variable. Phase 4. On the tee. Q word paired with your normal pre-shot trigger. Massagno, Marchant, and Morris, 2008, showed that introducing a personalized pre-performance routine improved high-pressure accuracy by 29% in choking-susceptible athletes. Massagno et al., 2008, the sports psychologist. Running. After the slow mile, the protocol runs in the next 30 to 60 seconds while the body is still in motion. Phase 1, Thria, exhales longer than the inhales. Drop the shoulders. Phase 2. That was a slow mile. Every runner I respect has had one. Phase 3. One variable. Cadence drop, breathing shift, fueling miss. Phase 4. Approach cue, paired with one stride correction. Tennis, after the lost game. The changeover is the cleanest container. 90 seconds, which is the protocol's exact runtime. Phase 1. Sit down. Towel off. Slow exhale. Drop the shoulders. Phase 2. During the towel. That was a lost game. Every player I respect has lost one. Phase 3. Last 30 seconds. One variable. Phase 4. Walk back to the baseline. Q word paired with one bounce of the ball. 5 mistakes that quietly destroy recovery. Skipping phase 1 because I am fine. Sympathetic activation does not announce itself. Replacing phase 2 with self-criticism. Sounds like toughness. Reads to the brain as added threat. Letting phase 3 sprawl. 3 swing thoughts is too many. Loading negation cues in phase 4. Do not pull it produces the pull. Running the protocol once and assuming it took. It is a skill that needs reps. The recovery audit. Run this on your next 2 practice rounds. Long runs. Or matches. For each mistake, Mark Ned, R. Schwiehaus ran the full 60-second protocol cleanly. Pia Schwiehaus ran a partial protocol. N. Niehaus, no protocol. Defaulted to rumination. Honest amateurs sit at 20 to 40% R during competitive sessions. Athletes who have explicitly trained recovery routines tend to land in the 70 to 90% R range. That gap is roughly the gap between the score you wanted and the one you posted. The skill is the return, not the avoidance. You will keep making mistakes. The skill that separates athletes who post their potential from athletes who blow up is not avoiding mistakes. It is returning to performance afterward on a clock that does not let the cascade build. The protocol is 60 seconds, 4 phases. Like any trained skill, it works in competition only if it has been rehearsed in practice. If you want a guided way to install the recovery protocol, the MindSport app gives you the protocols, the prompts, and the scorecard in one place. Reset. Reframe. Diagnose. Cue. The mistake is the rep. The recovery is the skill. Citations. Bailey, K. and Welch, A. 2019. Rumination is associated with diminished performance monitoring, cognitive, affective, and behavioral neuroscience. Link. Kayarako, N, J, Vos, K, D, and Baumeister, R, F, 2010. Some good news about rumination. A task-focused thinking after failure facilitates performance improvement. Link. Moswich, A, D, et al., 2013. Applying self-compassion in sport. Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology. Link. Hatzigorgiadis, A, et al., 2011. Self-talk in sports performance. A meta-analysis. Perspectives on psychological science. Link. Wang, D, Hager, M.S., and Chatzisarantis, N, L.D., 2020. Ironic effects of thought suppression. A meta-analysis. Perspectives on psychological science. Link. Massagno, C, Marchant, D, and Morris, T, 2008. A pre-performance routine to alleviate choking. The sports psychologist. Link. Ruprecht, A, G, O, Tran, U, S, and Gropel, Pei, 2021. The effectiveness of pre-performance routines in sports. A meta-analysis. Link. Athletes' self-compassion and emotional resilience to failure. 2023. Frontiers in psychology. Link.